one American at a time.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out with Trader Raj, my colleague. Raj, by the way, does insights, editorials, etc. on a daily basis on our website. A lot of you folks already are listening to them. We're getting a lot of comments. I'd like, you know, I would suggest that more of you do that. Roger's a very insightful guy, and we can all learn from each other. Okay. There are a number of things going on in the world right now that Raj and I are going to discuss that will have a meaningful impact on the hard asset market, both the commodities themselves and on the stocks. The reason I say that is because it ain't looking very good right now. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about the situation in Europe, the sovereign debt. Okay, we're going to talk about a statement that was made by Moody's Investor Services just recently that is very, very interesting. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the bond market in the United States. None of these things are looking very, very good right now. Let's start by talking, Raj, about the situation in Greece. Now, you mentioned in your editorial yesterday that there is some question as to the legality of Germany contributing money, I guess I should say, to the Greek bailout. And there is a judge who's going to rule on that eminently here. What's that situation all about?
Well, there's eight judges in Germany that have been challenged in court to hear a case about the European 500 billion euro bailout program, and they're saying that the lawsuits against it within Germany are saying this program breaches German basic law. It's against the law for Germany. In any significant way, if this gets changed, there goes the props between all of Southern Europe.
What happened, and what are the odds of that happening, however?
I don't give it much of a chance, really. Like a lot of these things, Al, there's three answers, yes, no, and do nothing. This is going to be a lateral arabesque. It's going to go sideways. And what will happen is they're going to tut, tut, tut these people for doing this, and they'll go ahead and let them do it. And then they're going to probably put some caveats and rules against further types of credit. Again, probably to be heard in a court someday down the road.
But long story short, the important thing to realize here is that the sentiment in Europe is very, very anti-bailout among the local citizenry, for lack of better terms, correct?
That's correct. Germans do not like the euro by a poll rate of 70%. They don't like the euro. They don't like the European bailouts. They don't like German taxpayer money being spent to bail out Greece, Portugal, etc., because they think that, they can't collect their taxes, they don't work, and ta-da-da. Whatever the reason, it's the Germans are angry, and it's been challenged in court. This case is going to be heard in September, this fall, and I suspect that two things could happen. Either they're going to go sideways on it and let them go ahead with some caveats, one choice, or number next choice, the court could delay the hearing.
Yeah.
And they could delay the hearing instead of September. They could push it in the next year.
Well, what's this all about Moody's coming out, a very important rating agency in the world, Moody's coming out and saying, in fact, technically speaking, Greece is in default right now?
Well, they would be in default under the terms of this new credit agreement. I don't understand if it's all in force or has happened yet. But the program was announced. Greece got a bailout. They got extended on debt that was due in June, and the extension was for 90 days or 120 days, which pushes debt day, D-Day, into the fall of this year. Now, Moody said, if you roll over any of that June debt and it's not paid realistically by new credits or by some other machinations, then what's going to happen is we say that's a default, and we're going to call it a default and grade Greece as a sovereign debt defaulted. Now, if that happened, that would scare the wits out of the whole world credit system, but they were trying to poo-poo it today on Bloomberg, and there were people on there were saying, well, even if they get defaulted by Moody's or Fitch or anybody else, it's not that bad a deal. I say that it's a big deal.
No, I would agree with you. I think that's a huge deal. Now, coming over into the United States, we look at the bond market over here, and Meredith Whitney has come out and basically said that a lot of the bonds that are being issued right now really, really fall into the category of truly being junk bonds. These are some of the municipal bonds that are coming out, I might add. Also, the amount of buyers for new U.S. bonds is diminishing greatly. Not a good sign, Raj.
Not a good sign at all. And more importantly, see, the federal government has the ability to print more bonds and cash. They got a money machine. The states, the counties, the cities, the little villages do not have that ability. Not only do they not have the ability to print more, but they have, by rule and by law, they have to balance their budgets. And if their tax income revenue that they use to pay their interest on the bonds is not available to them, or it comes in lesser amounts, they've got to cut budgets and they've got to cut back. Now, there have already been municipal bond failures in the United States. There's a major county in Alabama called Jefferson County, and the county went bankrupt. And they have literally stopped paying pension checks, Al. I mean, that's pretty hard news.
Yeah.
And that's one of the first ones this happened on. But municipal bonds are in the red all over the United States, depending upon the credits of the various issuers and the people who own them. So Meredith Whitney is a bank analyst. She started her own company, I think, 2, 3, 4 years ago. She was with some of the big bankers in New York. She's a renowned analyst. She's made some very good calls on banks and bank credits. She called the 2008 mess, and she said several months ago that these municipal bonds are so bad to the extent that she can see that she said that 100 communities, states, or other people with these bonds were going to go into default. And of course, immediately the bond traders selling that stuff went into an uproar, and they argued and they said, no, she's absolutely wrong. I say she's absolutely correct, and if anything, it's probably worse than what she's saying.
You know, we have a major negative situation in the bond market, and that really, in my humble opinion, is the beginning of the end, for lack of better terms. Now, why is all of this relevant to listeners, and why is it all relevant to you and I, Raj? Well, here's my opinion on this, okay? The situation in Greece is not getting any better. Consequently, the situation in Europe isn't getting any better. Okay? Now, that is something that people need to keep at the forefront of their thinking when they're looking to invest. The situation in the United States is tenuous. I mean, the latest thing that we've had here is we're talking about our president is now starting to perhaps entertain the idea with other politicians that we need to change Social Security. We changed Social Security in the United States. There's a good possibility that that's going to happen. That's also the beginning of the end. Okay, what can people do to protect themselves? Well, at the risk of beating a dead horse, I got to tell you, what people are doing to prevent this from happening, recording right now, by the way, with Roger Wiegand, what people are preventing right now, doing to prevent this from happening, is they're investing in gold and silver. Gold is at a near all-time high, and silver ain't doing too bad either. You've got to protect yourself. You've got to do that by taking a real hard look at hard assets and hard asset-related investments, because you know what? It's becoming more and more apparent that that's the only place where there's any value. Rod, you got the final word, buddy.
Well, the bond market situation, it's a slow-motion crash. It's not going to happen tomorrow afternoon. It's down the hill, steps and stairs, just like the value of the dollar. So it's kind of a long, slow sink into the mud. But the good part about it is it does give people the opportunity to rearrange their affairs, to, if they make a decision using a CPA, an attorney, to get out of a 401k and an IRA, that may or may not be at risk. and put that cash into some a good hard investment someplace, after they have to pay the taxes on it, you got to pay them anyway.
Right.
You might as well get into something safer and pay the taxes now. That's what I would think.
There you have it. Okay, this is not investment advice. This is simply our opinion. This is simply what we are doing. Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 8th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,527.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,566.41, $783.21 for a half ounce, or $391.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,566.41, $783.21, and $391.60.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Keith Schaefer as we do virtually every week here. Keith is a our go-to guy, I guess I should say, for information about the energy industry. You know, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I took a couple of positions in a couple of energy situations, and I want to tell you what they are again right now and tell you why I did it. One of them is a company called Enbridge Energy Partners Limited, and the other one is a company called Kinder Morgan Energy Partners. And the reason I bought these two particular securities is because I am very, very bullish on the energy industry, long-term, short-term, mid-term, any way you want to look at it. And why do I say that? Well, I like gold and silver a lot, as you guys out there know, but gold and silver are a different type of investment, in my humble opinion. You know, you get into precious metals, and you're there for very different reasons than you are in energy. I went into energy because I believed, I guess I should say, that the demand for energy will never go down. It simply will not. And we have a situation in the United States where we are very, very dependent on other parts of the world for oil. I think a solution to that, quite frankly, is the natural gas. We have huge gas reserves over here. Keith introduced me to that concept really in spades probably about 2 or 3 months ago, and I ended up putting some money in a couple of natural gas infrastructure plays because I don't see how you can lose. I mean, it's kind of like investing in water in a desert, you know. People are going to always need it. Keith, comments?
That's a great analogy, Al. And it's just been very interesting to see one part of the energy infrastructure business really get a lot of media attention over the last few months, and that's the fracking.
Yeah.
And, of course, this has been such big news on several fronts. One is that it has obviously created a huge new supply of energy for America, built and produced right here in America, all the shale gas that all but needs fracturing, needs hydraulic fracturing, or what we call fracking, to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so these types of companies have been hot topics in the news lately. And just this week there was a couple different articles on both sides of the fence that really kind of outlined the problem that both investors and consumers have with this one particular part of the energy infrastructure complex. And so just for your listeners, you know, fracking is where they send water and sand down at super high pressures into a well bore, and then it blows out into the shale. And that frees up all the oil and gas that's in the shale. Well, not actually, only a small portion of the oil and gas, but enough to make the well economic and flow back up to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So this has opened up many new reservoirs and basins for energy production that really weren't available before. You think that, you know, most of the energy in the U.S. came from Texas, and now it's coming from all over the Marcellus Shale in New York and other places up in the northwest part of the country in the Niobrara Shale. But anyway, the point here being is that this week we had New Jersey be the first state in the union to actually truly ban fracking, because environmentalists are concerned that fracking could potentially harm the water in the reservoirs that are used for drinking. Now, science would say that's really not the case, because fracking is often done or always done much, much farther below the drinking aquifers. And at the same time that New Jersey said, no, we're not going to allow fracking, the Pennsylvania the Pennsylvania State Authority had said, well, you know what, this might not be so bad and as bad as we first thought, because they were looking at doing a blanket ban as well. And one of their state regulators said, you know what, after all doing all the research and ignoring the hype in the media, I never saw a single incidence of fracking causing this direct communication between water that we keep hearing about. So that's quite powerful. And New York State which has been kind of the leader on the fracking side, saying, oh, we don't know about this, we don't want to endanger the water supply to New York City, they have said we probably are going to allow, not for sure, but we probably are going to allow fracking in some areas of the state where there's no aquifers. This is a very hot topic, Al, in the news every day, and there are literally billions of dollars on the line for investors, because some of these energy producers will be able to go into these areas now, and that means, you know, lots of expenditures for all kinds of drilling services. People in the area get royalties off this, the landowners, all the hotel owners, the restaurant owners. They make great money by a huge influx of people coming in to work.
you know, I know that the gas industry is a huge boon right now, for example, for the state of Texas. Texas is pretty open in their extraction techniques, for lack of better terms. I don't think you'd see fracking ever banned in the state of Texas. Quite frankly, the results that you were talking about when the cows came home, so to speak, regarding the state of New Jersey, I think that's a good thing. It amazes me, Keith, how politicians in the United States totally overlook the supply side of the energy issue, you know, and they say, well, there's, you know, it's no big deal. I mean, one of our arch enemies, for lack of better terms, you know, I don't think they're a serious enemy, but everybody is, you know, dislikes the leadership of the country, and that's Venezuela, you know, and the fact of the matter is the United States is importing a huge amount of oil from Venezuela. You want to be dependent on those guys? I don't think so. You know, then you look at the Middle East, which is, you know, as I've been saying for the past, as long as I can remember, you know, the Middle East is it's a powder keg waiting to explode. And we are spending a huge amount of money, we being the U.S., we're spending a huge amount of money in the Middle East to, for lack of better terms, keep a lid on it or what have you. Well, that's ridiculous. We're spending money in a place over there where people don't want us. We're never going to win, for lack of better terms, if you can use that word. And the only really outcome of all of that is our deficit down here is getting bigger and bigger and bigger because we're spending billions of dollars over there. It's amazing to me that our politicians don't look at the assets that we've got and say, let's use them. You know, I mean, every time I hear about a lawsuit against somebody who's involved in fracking, every time I hear about a lawsuit towards an oil company that's drilling someplace, it just makes my blood boil because it is really, really one of the most unpatriotic actions I think a person can take, you know, and that's quite frankly, I think that people are going to come to their senses out of necessity. And that's one of the reasons that I'm, you know, taking positions in companies in the industry. To me, it makes all the sense in the world.
I think there's a great opportunity here for politicians to
deal
with this environmental crisis. Okay, let's get some studies done. Let's get this going. There's just so much economic benefit on the table here and energy security on the table that, okay, if there's a water issue, let's get the studies done, let's find out, and let's get going.
Yeah.
Instead of, which really is the way to go, as opposed to someone like New Jersey having really no significant scientific studies to really base anything on yet and just say, okay, we're done here. And the opportunity here for these people to take leadership positions and look smart, to me, is great, but it's being wasted.
I don't think there's anybody who disagrees with that. I think is just not looking at the total picture. But Keith, tell listeners a little bit about your publication.
What I do with my investment newsletter is really focus on the junior oil and gas companies in the U.S. and Canada and try and find the fastest growing companies we can to profit best for subscribers.
Okay, there you have it. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Peter Grandage with me right now. Peter's a regular guest on our program with us every single week, and I have to tell you, I think that his input is incredibly valuable for this program. Peter is, as I've said in the past, very, very astute. His predictions concerning the upward and downward movements, depending on what day it is, of the stock market over the years have proven to be very, very accurate. You know, Pete, right now we're in an interesting situation in that the resource sector of the stock market, the companies that you and I are invested in for the most part, are really not doing very well. They are actually doing quite poorly. Many of the stocks in my portfolio are down from their highs as much as 50%. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're down from where I purchased them, but from their highs, they are down significantly. And I find this to be interesting, but again, by the same token, I'm not particularly worried about it because the situation that we have right now is just typically the summer doldrums, right?
Well, we do have a period, it seems to be unofficially starting around PDAC in early March, and it goes to about our July 4th holiday here in the States, where the resource, particularly the juniors, tend to more years than not to really give back whatever a lot of gains they had, irregardless of what the metal prices were doing. The seasonality, whatever causes it, seems to have done it. This year was no exception. The difference this year has been is that the majors have also seen that. We've seen, despite, you know, gold going to one new nominal high after another, silver hitting 50, copper well over $4, many of the majors did not see anywhere near the percentage gain that the actual underlying bullion has seen. So there has been a disconnect. One of the things I can say is for the gold companies is they historically traded at much higher P.E. ratios than I think were ever warranted, and part of that reason was back then institutions didn't have much of a choice if they wanted exposure to gold. It was mining shares or else nothing else because it was hard and cumbersome to get physical ownership. ETFs changed that all, and I think that's one of the reasons why gold P.E.s for big producers have come more to market averages.
Okay, but long-term you're thinking that I hope that you're agreeing with me when I say that long-term this too will pass.
Well, I've been all over my blog. Like you, I've suffered through a very sharp decline in the resource market, but I said at the beginning of June that I was looking for a major bottom between the beginning of June and the July 4th weekend. I think we've had it. I don't think the juniors are going below that. I also think that I've said it now for 2 months that the fall is going to see not only a very credible precious metal rally, but I think we're going to see it in the mining shares as well, including the juniors.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a real good rally in several years, and I think it's coming.
Changing horses just a little bit, I am amazed that the conventional stock market, and I have to say in the interest of full disclosure, the only real interest that I have in the conventional stock market is through our portfolio, which Kathy put together when she was working. You know, we've got some, she's involved in some mutual funds that she purchased during her working years, and that's all conventional stock market stuff. But I'm amazed that the conventional stock values really aren't slipping into the basement right now.
Well, I've been under somewhat pressure from my readers to why haven't I shorted the market, and I talked about being in a chicken coop because I operate under a belief that there's a group that basically dominates the financial service industry, and I coined them the Don't Worry, Be Happy crowd, and they're the ultimate spinners, and they make the best out of the most, and places like CNBC is the where they live and breed their wares. And I said even today in an interview earlier today when the market was off well over 100 points, it would not surprise me that they rally it because there's a great disconnect right now between what is happening on Main Street versus Wall Street. And part of that reason is a lot of the money that was created didn't go to Main Street, but it went to Wall Street, and the investment houses are flush with cash, and there's still no great alternative in their eyes, and therefore they keep the market going despite horrifically bad fundamentals. And I'm not going to be surprised that it continues at least for several more days or several weeks, at least into the early fall.
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, the United States is on the ropes financially. And I'm not saying we're going to stay on the ropes, but I think we're going to indefinitely, but we're going to be there for a while. I don't see how that could ever possibly change. I mean, among other things right now, the administration is starting to talk with both sides of the aisle about, well, let's maybe to get this ridiculous deficit taken care of, let's maybe make some changes in Social Security. I mean, that shows you how really serious the problem is. I mean, that is a golden calf, for lack of better terms, that I thought would never, ever come up in any conversation about reducing the deficit, you know. And here it is late last week, Thursday and Friday, you know, a big, big issue on the front pages of a lot of the major newspapers. So, I mean, things aren't getting any better. There's no question about that. Roger and I talked about that a couple segments ago. I mean, the situation in Europe hasn't changed, not getting any stronger whatsoever. The people in the streets over there are irritated. People in the United States are getting irritated. And I think that that may evolve into some social unrest around here. I mean, I hope it doesn't, but emotions are a funny thing. I mean, people get scared for material reasons. Emotions really come to the forefront. I don't see what is propping the stock market up right now. I mean, maybe it's just people throwing money at something in hopes that it will miraculously self-correct. I don't know.
It's partly that. It's partly we know the government, particularly the Fed, had made it abundantly clear that their bet was if they can prop up the stock market and get it going, other things would kick in. So I wouldn't be surprised if they've been supported in it as well. But I also think it's a sense of that there's a lot of money flushing around. People aren't concerned about next year. They're only concerned about the next quarter. And there's an alternative happiness that is always rampant in the financial service industry. And right now, before we record our next show, I suspect next week the new talk will be QE3. I really think that's what we'll hear, that that's some of the bullish reasons why the stock market returns to rallying next week, on an expectation that there's going to be a QE3 now that the economy is weakened again. And it's a terrible thing. What's that kind of shell game that's being played? And eventually you're going to look down and the money's going to be gone. But right now they're able to maintain it, and it wouldn't surprise me they're able to maintain it for several more days or several weeks.
Well, purely and simply, now there's talk about, again, determining the inflation numbers in a different way. Okay, they're talking about a chain reaction or something, inflationary numbers. Well, you do that, and why not print more money? Because inflation all of a sudden isn't really a reality. The definition has changed again. I mean, inflation prior to the Clinton era was counted one way. President Clinton changed things. It's now counted a different way. Energy and food aren't included. Whoa, there are a couple things that have absolutely no impact on people's lives, right? Well, and the same thing is going to happen here. They're talking about changing how values are going to be determined. You know, price of beef goes up, and so instead of talking about the price of meat in terms of beef, they'll talk about it in price in terms of a lower alternative, because the natural assumption is if the price of beef goes up, people will stop buying beef, they'll stop buying pork. I mean, come on, man, let's be sensible.
Well, they've been doing that. That you bring up a point. A lot of people don't know that. If meat goes up higher, they'll go to Chuck's Steak, and then they'll make the assumption
right.
that since it's gone so high, people are eating Frankfurters only or chicken or something. Yeah, they've been spinning that, and they've been doing that for a while. You know what's real interesting is through all of this debt talk and all the stuff is the argument, at least this week, got skewed. The inflation versus deflation argument kind of went under the rug this weekend, and a lot of it's going to have to do again is, does the Fed go back into a major easing mood again? And is that the way they continue to try to save the economy? So that's a lot of that's up in the air. And, you know, one thing at the end is I feel very confident, Al, that no matter what they do, it's bullish for gold.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I think that that's the point of most of the discussions that we have on this particular program. You know, we talk about the negative things that are involved in our country and around the world right now. I touched on education, for example, in the first couple of segments of this show. You look at all of the things, all of the negative things that shouldn't be negative. But where is it positive? It's positive for hard assets. Pete, thanks so much, buddy.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got Mickey Folk with me, the mercenary geologist. Mickey and I were chatting off the air about our take on what's going on right now in terms of the resource sector, both the stocks and the commodities themselves. We both have some very, very positive feelings about the outcome of what's going on right now. You know, all you have to do is look at the equity sector, and you can see that there are some very, very depressed prices. One example that I talked about on the Daily Show yesterday would be Premium Exploration, the Idaho. It's an organization very active in Idaho. They're down almost 50% from where they were, 40%, I guess I should say, from where they were just a few months back. This is very, very typical for the industry right now, and just for a whole lot of reasons. Mickey and I both view this as being one heck of a buying opportunity. Before I turn Mickey loose here, and before I say anything else, I do want to say neither one of us are registered investment advisors. So do not construe this as being advice, because it isn't. We are just simply telling you what we're doing and sharing our own feelings. Mickey, you were talking a little bit about the seasonality of gold right now, the commodity itself. You did very well in a purchase you just made. Let's talk about that first.
If you look at the chart of gold on any given year, there will be generally probably about 8 out of 10 years, let's say, a low trough in July and August. Sometimes it lasts for quite a period of time. Sometimes it's just a quick downward dip. But the months of July and August are always good times to buy physical bullion, especially if you're like me and you look at it as your insurance policy and safe haven. And so you're just trying to buy gold at a low and average out over the course of however many years you do this. So when I saw gold last Friday, a week ago today, got hammered and it dipped to 1486. I called my bullion dealer in Colorado and I bought a bar, fairly large bar, in fact, And that purchase has proven to be very timely because as we look right now, gold is at $1,541. So it's something that people that accumulate gold should take a look at is buying during this period because there is low demand and it precedes the holiday seasons in India, the wedding season in India, Ramadan in the Middle East, Chinese holidays. So by the time we get into September and October, we will generally see a rise in the gold price.
I'm optimistic long-term on gold for the same reasons, you know, for all of the reasons that that you and I have discussed in the past. And the seasonality that you're talking about is, you know, I think it's important for anyone who isn't aware of that. I think it's a really important thing to understand. You know, I'm looking at a portion of my portfolio right now, and it's kind of interesting because I've got, what is it, five stocks that are down and only two stocks that are up. And interestingly enough, one of the stocks that up is premium, but it's up a whopping half a penny, you know. So I don't think that's a very good example. But the summer doldrums that we're in right now vis-a-vis the security sector of the market that you and I are active in, I think Mickey represents just a phenomenal buying opportunity. And, you know, we can talk about why we believe that's the case. But first of all, I guess I got to ask you a question. Do you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. You know, we are in the dog days of summer, and that brings along the summer doldrums in the equities market. Again, it's something that happens almost every year. And there's a reason for that, because the entire continent of Europe goes on holiday for 6 weeks, and every broker and financial guy in New York City is in the Hamptons. And if you're in Toronto, you're no longer there. You're on a cottage on a lake. And if you're a Vancouver shark, you've left Cole Harbor and gone to the mountains. So there is low liquidity in the market. There's disinterest in the market. So equities obviously go down when there's low volumes, low liquidity. So for me, for fundamentally strong stocks, and that would be do your own due diligence and look at the share structure of people in a project. If you think, find a stock that has good, strong, fundamental value, this represents a buying opportunity. You put in a stink bid below the current market price that you're willing to pay. If it gets filled, you're happy. If it doesn't get filled, well, you say it didn't get to the point where the risk reward was something I wanted to deal with. But for me, the summertime is very much a buying opportunity.
I agree 100%. You know, let's examine some sectors just for the fun of it. Now, I happen to be very bullish in the energy sector, and I announced a week or two ago that, you know, a fairly significant investment from the little blonde lady and I went into the energy sector in terms of a couple of securities that are, you know, the companies are involved in the infrastructure portion of the natural gas sector, specifically pipelines. I'm very, very optimistic about energy. How do you feel about that, Mick?
Well, I'm very optimistic about energy, too, both hydrocarbons and uranium. If you look at what happened that precipitated this dip in commodities, it's probably 10 days ago now when the U.S. released 30 million barrels or announced the release of 30 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Yeah.
Well, that was purely a political move. That's
sure.
A drop in the bucket. The U.S. uses 21.5 million barrels of oil a day. So that's a day and a half's worth of supply that is spread out in 2 million barrel tranches over quite a long period of time. So I'm very bullish. We saw oil go to $90, and it's well over 96. That was a blip on the radar screen. So I'm very bullish on the oil business. I'm very bullish in uranium because it's downtrodden. Those are great buying opportunities right now. I'm on the fence about natural gas, and I've got a piece that I've been working on for about a month, and hopefully it'll be out in the next couple of weeks on natural gas and what's wrong with the market. What's wrong with the market is we don't have the infrastructure and storage capacity in this country. We've found too much gas, and we have undeveloped wells sitting there waiting to be produced.
that's the exact reason that I invested into the infrastructure portion of that particular sector. The thing about natural gas that I find to be very, very interesting, though, is I view natural gas in North America, more importantly in our country in the United States, I view natural gas as being truly a solution to our dependence on countries that don't even like us. I think wisdom is going to prevail, and I think that we're going to see a lot of the demand, I should say, for our energy needs, I think are going to be shifted over into natural gas. So I'm very bullish for that reason. You think I'm nuts?
No, I think you're right on with that. And unfortunately, the U.S. government does not seem to be committed to that scenario. We're still turning food into fuel, and makes no sense at all. I'm talking about corn into ethanol.
Yeah.
If we had the support of the government, and being a libertarian, I don't generally ask for support, but from government credits or tax subsidies or whatever. But if the U.S. government would quit subsidizing the uneconomic, and it's just ridiculous what we're doing with making ethanol, and we put a little bit of our energy into building some infrastructure to transport natural gas, to store natural gas, to build natural gas plants where they're needed, we could essentially become self-sufficient energy, convert mass transit to burning natural gas, fleet vehicles, et cetera. Right now, only 3% of natural gas is used in transportation services, and most of that is transporting hydrocarbons through pipelines. So T-Bone Pickens absolutely has it completely right, in my opinion, on this subject.
No, I agree 100%, you know, and particularly with the ever-increasing supply down here that's being, coming about because of the fracking, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I think it's a great place to be. I agree with you wholeheartedly on uranium. I think there are some excellent, excellent opportunities available for investors there. My underlying reason, you know, for thinking, for my bullish feelings, I guess I should say, though, stem from the fact that in a macro sense, on an international level and on a domestic level, things just economically are getting worse and worse and worse. Hope you enjoyed the show. Big Al's going to be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.